It's the first time the Leadership in Counter-Terrorism Conference has been held outside the United States. The theme is Global Terrorism Prevention, which will hear from a host of law enforcement agencies, academics, and government representatives from Britain, the US, Singapore, and France, among others. Victoria Police Acting Assistant Commissioner Shane Patton says the forum will review multiple cases from around the world detailing how terror plots and cells have evolved in recent years.
We hope to learn from their experiences. We hope to expand our knowledge and understand the current threat, the future threat and the risks that we're facing and how we can deal with them.
Also addressing the conference is Peter Dutton, just weeks before becoming Australia's new Home Affairs Minister. That role will combine the country's biggest security and intelligence agencies into one super portfolio.
Extremists are becoming more insidious, more innovative and more determined to inflict harm through whatever means possible. And their twisted and evil ideology means that individuals are using the internet, of course, to disseminate propaganda and manipulate and radicalise young people in Western nations.
James Melizia from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police has overseen counter-terror operations in his country since 2012. He says the discussion also focused on how everyday people can help combat terrorism.
As good as intelligence and law enforcement services can be, we absolutely need the public. And we need the public to be able to report any acts or behaviours that they find suspicious so that we're able to then investigate and intervene.
Victoria is no stranger to such plots. In his opening statements, Shane Patton detailed seven major cases that have unfolded since September 2014.
And only a fortnight ago, Victoria Police arrested a man who we allege was preparing to carry out a shooting terrorist attack in the Melbourne CBD on New Year's Eve. So there is much work to be done in our country and around the world to combat the spread of terrorism.
Many of the plots have escalated towards the end of the year, when Christmas shopping, sporting events and New Year's celebrations turn Melbourne into a hive of activity. Later this month, Victoria Police will test dozens of loudspeakers that have been installed throughout Melbourne's CBD as part of a new emergency warning system. Police can use them either in one location or throughout the city to read out messages and help direct people in the event of an emergency. It comes about a decade after cities such as Sydney installed similar systems. But counter-terrorism expert Greg Barton says it's just another sign of the times.
The Borough Market attack after the London Bridge van ramming showed a public that was well educated about how to respond. People slowed the attackers down with obstacles. They barricaded people away safely in hiding, and police responded very quickly. And I think that's the lesson that Victoria Police is learning, that if we can't stop somebody attempting an attack, at least we can try and diminish the impact of that attack.